Oh, that's very, very great, and then very important thing that we was asking from beginning of the revolution, and then we hope they will be do it as soon as possible to help the revolutions to continue to fighting Gaddafi, because otherwise, if we have no witness, if we have no military equipment, very important, then we could not fight in Gaddafi, because he has very, very big military witnesses and then equipment. We will be say welcome, welcome. This is help, and then we wish that it will be could be as soon as possible.
So, how fast do you think the military help should come? Because a lot of these revolutionaries or rebels, as they are often described, have no military training in facing Gaddafi's well-trained and well-armed army.
Oh, I think that there's some with revolutions. There's a lot of soldiers where they was with Gaddafi, and then after they affected Gaddafi, and then they joining the revolutions. So that there's no any problem. And then also, as that you know, there's military service in Libya for most of Libyan young people. They know using armies, of course. That they we will be need structures. We need people. They will be supervising. This is equipment. But I think the young people, they will be very able and then to educate it as soon as possible about this. I think there is no any problem to for that. But what we are asking that should be bring it as soon as possible to Libya. That is what is important. They should be bring it by the ships or by the airplanes to Benghazi or to Tobruk, and then from Tobruk they will be given to the revolutions in all the area where they are fighting now.
Don't you think that toppling Gaddafi will take a pretty long time, because the rebels have been repelled on so many occasions from Sirte to Binjawad? The rebels have been repelled. So don't you think that toppling him, you know, will take a longer time?
For that reason, we are asking mini strike, air force strike against the Gaddafi's forces. Unfortunately, last days, no, there is no many air force strikes, and that's how that we are asking more and more against strikes against Gaddafi troops. That's what we are asking every day. We say that Masrata has very big problem, and then yesterday it was attacked by also by the sea, and the rebels, of course, they went back to the Brega today, and they lost Raslanov and Binjawad because they have no they have no tanks, they have no cannons. For that, I think the artillery. For that, I think that they need this kind of awareness. And then we, if the international community will help us about military equipment, we asking also the help for the logistic, and then also we need also help about the satellite. They give us the information where they, the Libyan troops, they were the Gaddafi troops, where they are. Because we are sometimes surprising by the Gaddafi troops, because he has many troops and many mercenaries around the all the cities like Sirte, like Masrata, others. For that we need also, and then also as that you know, the mercenaries come from South Libya, where that they coming in the night to bring the military equipment to Gaddafi's troops. For that we need also the help about information, military information, military service information about where they find and then from where they are coming. This is it's not difficult for NATO to have all the information where they find Gaddafi's troops, because otherwise the revolutionaries, they cannot know where that Gaddafi's troops will be found.
So you think the military help and intelligence is key to removing Gaddafi from power?
Oh, I think Gaddafi is finished. He has no any legitimacy. And then all the Obama speech yesterday, Monday, and then also about the meeting, London meeting yesterday, it's all of them, they decided that Gaddafi should be leave. He should be go outside from Libya. But this is a question of days, as that you know that NATO doesn't like to involving military troops, ground troops. For that, this is the problem. Otherwise, if they sent the ground troops, that it will be very helpful for us. Anyway, Gaddafi is finished. He has no any way to stay in power. And then all the countries or international community, they decided to pull out Gaddafi and then decided to say to him, you have no any legitimacy anymore, and then you should be leave the country. This is already, he's also, he is beginning as a criminal, and then ICC, International Criminal Court, also is following him now, and then pre-trial chamber, they will be bringing decision maybe in next days about to make international warrant against Gaddafi. For that, I think Gaddafi, he has no any chance to continue it, even if he has all the force with him.